Okay.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach. And just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You know, last show we talked about no one's ever thrown up on the show before.
Yeah.
That was two shows ago.
You gonna puke?
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
But one other thing has never happened. No one's ever sung on this show before, and I'm about to sing to you.
Oh, you better not.
Happy birthday
Screw that
to
crap.
You. Happy birthday
oh,
to
boy.
You. Yeah, it's bad. Happy birthday, dear Mitchell Allen Smedley. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
What are you today? What are you, 43?
43.
You get the half-ass, horrible birthday song when you turn 43 on the show.
I'm over the hill.
Is today?
Because I doubt I live to 86.
Oh, you'll be to 86. Well.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I'm clicking my mic real bad. Sorry. Happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
I asked you.
Birthdays.
I asked you earlier if you got any special treatment yet today. So far.
That'll come later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you mean, well, you want me to text her some pointers? Like, you should do this.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see how that goes.
Do not send me
and
videos.
And then all of a sudden I'll
this.
Be like, damn it, Dave, what the fuck did you bring up teeth for? God. Yeah, birthdays in our house, we don't celebrate them too much. It's kind of wild.
Like, Layla gets hers.
Yeah, I mean.
The kids get, you know.
Yeah, the kids get theirs, but like Danielle and I, it's just another day. Like,
yeah. That's how Jenny and I are.
There's no pressure for gifts or anything.
Nah.
Like, don't get me wrong. If one of us comes up with like a badass gift, we're getting it for the other person. But there's no pressure to like do it every year.
Yeah.
It's to us, that's how we keep it like truly from the heart instead of just because you have to.
Well, and it's, you know, I'm not saying you're rich or anything, but once you have enough money to like buy everyday items or things that you want or need, it's like, I'll just buy what I want.
Yeah. Like if I want a hoodie, I just go buy it. I don't need to like wait for my birthday to get it. You know,
yeah.
It's not like socks or underwear where you gotta wait till Christmas.
So, yeah, we're kind of the same way. Like Christmas, like for Janine, it's always stuff she needs.
Right.
Like she got a new smartwatch and a laptop this year because
she needs
one.
It.
And she's one of those people that she won't go buy a laptop. I'm like, babe, because I have all the computers in the office now.
Yeah.
I'm doing all that. I'm like. They're $600. Go buy a laptop. Man, I just don't. She's tighter than I am.
Yeah.
So I got it. That's what she got.
I bought a laptop last week.
Good.
Not this one.
Oh.
My.
No, that's your old piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you bought one for Lida.
Yeah, my virtual professional, her laptop ate shit like 3 minutes before a call.
Hey, boys and girls, it's David. Mitch and I started TradeWinds to help trades professionals start their business, or if they've already started, to get it to a healthy and profitable level. It's training, it's coaching, it's mentoring, all in one. Click on the link in the description to find out a little bit more. There's a promotional video you can watch when you go to the website. If you fill out the contact form, I'll even make Mitch call you.
I meet with her every morning and she texts me and she's like, I'm trying to log in, but I think my laptop just bit the dust and I've been dreading this because I know it's old and all this stuff. And I mean, keep in mind, she's in the Philippines. You know, like she's paid well, but not,
she ain't rich.
She ain't rich. Right.
Yeah.
And so we ended up not do it. Like I told her, I'm like, I don't have a lot to go over today. So let's just not meet and keep me in the loop on your laptop.
Yeah. Just send an email and go.
Yeah. And, so she messages me back like throughout the day and she was like, I've managed to like, she's like, it's dead, but somehow we managed to get all the files off of it.
Able to suck the hard drives clean
somehow. Right. And I'm not a computer whiz, so I don't
know.
I'm
sure she was able to copy them to an external or something.
And she was all worried. She was like, you know, I can borrow my husband, cause her husband's a virtual professional too.
Oh, nice.
And so she's like, I can borrow my husband's, but it's probably going to cut down a little bit on my productivity because he can't work while I'm on his and I can't work while, you know, he's on it and all this stuff. And I'm like, we can't have two people doing this sharing a laptop in one house.
Does she work for other people as well or
No, just
okay,
me.
Just you.
And so I called up. So Lida is not officially my employee. Technically, she's 1099. Like I get her through a contracted service.
Yeah, Scott.
And and the company's called Hire VP for virtual professionals.
Yeah. Scott Ramage.
So I pay him. I pay his company and then he pays her. And that way, because he's done this, he's got, you know, hundreds of virtual professionals that he places. He handles all of the overseas employment taxes and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it saves me the headache. But I called him up and I'm like, hey, here's a deal. Lida's computer like burned down and we got nothing. And I don't think she's got the money to fix it. So I'd like to buy her a computer. Can you help? Because I cannot buy her a computer and mail it to her.
No.
You cannot mail things to the Philippines. The customs...
It's a nightmare.
I can't even mail her a t-shirt if I wanted to. It'll get stopped in customs and she'll never see it. And so...
So ridiculous. So, yeah. So if you ever want to see her and give her something in person, you got to fly.
You got to fly there. Yeah. And then hope your shit makes it through customs because they might stop it, right? So like... or you'd have to just say it's yours and then give it to her when you're there.
Yeah, you just be like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I can't get her a Fixed Pipes Bet Dog shirt. Scott was telling me, like, if you wanted to get her a Smedley Plumbing shirt, we'd have to send all the imagery over to the Philippines and they'd have to print it over there. It's like, you can't even mail her a t-shirt. It's weird.
You're just airdropping stuff from a little parachute, like hoping it lands. Drone delivery. House. Go outside. They're saying it's dropping now.
That's what was going on in New Jersey.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of Amazon packages being delivered.
And so he worked with her. He gave me a, and keep in mind, I'm not a computer savant. Like I don't know shit about computers.
No, you're not.
And so I'm like, you know, I don't know what she needs. She just needs it to be able to do her job and do video stuff and like the video conferencing and everything else. And so they sent me three options and I'm like, this is clicks and whistles to me, man.
Yeah. Buy what she fucking needs.
I'm like,
dude,
put yourself in her position. Which one of these would you want? And they said, well, it's probably that most expensive one, which was like $975. And I'm like,
that's
okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like,
yeah.
Like you got to have the right tools for the job.
Yeah.
And last year for Christmas.
So wait a second. I have a question. Did you then send him money and he sent her money and then she could just buy it?
Well, so Scott has contacts in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
So like Scott's main person is in the Philippines. So like he can,
his head scout,
his head person. Yeah. Whoever,
head,
I don't know what you'd call
whatever
that.
You want to call him.
And so like he works with her for her to get it locally. And so that was all ordered on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday of last week. And Lida sent me this badass video of her unboxing it. And
yeah,
she's so excited.
Picture. Yeah.
She sent me that on Saturday. It came in on Saturday. So, and then Monday, supposed to be our first Zoom call with her on her new computer. And I had places I had to be. Like, surprise, I got to go drive somewhere during what time our call is. And so I clock into our call and I'm in my truck and she's like, oh, what are you doing driving? This isn't safe. And I'm like, Lida, this is your first meeting on your new computer. I'm not rescheduling this meeting. I don't have anything to talk about, but I just know you were excited to do a meeting on your new computer. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty
dude.
Cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Good for you.
But
kudos. Kadoos.
I'll need a new computer eventually. And I've
that
got
thing
a
thing is,
I got to sell an iMac, too. So
dude, throw that on Marketplace.
I know.
It'll be gone in an afternoon.
I just need to. I just need to unbox it and show everybody and all that. So one of our Tradewinds guys was looking at buying it, but he thought it was a MacBook, not an iMac. He thought it was a laptop.
And yeah, no, it's a full on dumpster
it's
fire.
It's a full blown.
I shouldn't say dumpster fire. It's really good if you.
They're great if your mind knows how to use a Mac.
Dude, I couldn't do it.
I don't know how to use a Mac. So
I have an iPhone. I can't figure that Mac out. So I had to buy Joe one for our app that someday, hope to God, comes out.
A book or a...
It's a book.
A MacBook?
Yeah. And he opens it up. He's like, oh, this and that. And I just looked at him. I said, dude, I'm out.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm out. I don't care. I don't... This is your fucking deal. Yeah. Just deal with it. I can't... I can barely handle PC. Yep. Okay? Like, it's out of my realm.
That's like me. You tell me gigahertz, megahertz processors and SSDs and all of a sudden I think I've got a venereal disease. Like, I don't know... I don't know what's going on.
You would know. All you got to do is ask Mason. Mason knows.
Yeah.
He's getting up there.
Well, he tried getting on the Mac. And I mean, after about 3 minutes, he was like, fuck this. And he just boxed it all back up. So like once your brain is trained, like Android or PC, it's not going to go Apple or Mac. like
when a teenager in their prime of learning is like, nah,
nope,
I'm out, dog.
Not for me.
That's not good.
Yeah.
It will make someone a good, like if they want a video edit or work fast, it'll be good for somebody.
Yeah. But, I do have an announcement I would like to make. I would like to retroactively pardon you for anything that you've said or done on the podcast since day one of the podcast. Retroactive, preemptive pardon.
Fuck yeah.
You've never done anything wrong, I promise.
Yeah.
But if you have, you're pardoned.
You've never said anything dirty. You've never done anything.
Never.
If they look back and think it's dirty, you're pardoned.
Yeah.
Dude,
how wild is that?
I don't understand how people cannot look at that and go, well, that means they're guilty.
Right.
Like, that means that they're fucking guilty. Now, like, how do you not? Like, I can get
the argument. You see the angle they're spinning it on, though?
The argument, is it the argument of, well, we're looking out for retaliation because we went after Trump?
No, not retaliation.
What are they saying?
They think that Trump would prosecute them for political gain. They have not mentioned retaliation means that they're admitting they've prosecuted Trump for political gain.
First off, you cannot. You can pardon anyone for anything when you're the president, right?
Yeah.
But like the rule is, you can't pardon someone to stop political gain. Like it's. We're at such a weird, messed up time right now. Look, my mom got COVID and it killed her.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker should be shot for treason in the face.
Yep.
Or allowed. You know what they should do? There should be a lottery. And if you lost a loved one, you go into the lottery. And if you win, you get to choose. And mine would be, I get to see him in a UFC ring until one of us is not moving. Like, that's what I would want. Like, that's what he deserves.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, they retroactively pardoned him all the way back to the first day of the beginning of the gain of function research.
Was it 2014 or 13?
Something like that.
You know what's weird? You know what else no one brings up? And stations that I listen to do. Mm-hmm. But who was his boss at that time?
Obama.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're telling me he was allowing him to do that and funding that research, and then none of you said anything or did anything, and we're just like, oh, it's fine,
right?
You know, did Biden pardon Obama?
I don't know.
How about go after that piece of shit?
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna pull that off,
dude.
That was pretty awkward to watch all the former presidents have to stand there, and Trump held back nothing in that inauguration.
No, I love him.
He was like, there's only two genders, we're done with all of this bullshit, it's the common sense. Like, and then he was talking about the Gulf of America, and they pan over to Hillary, and Hillary's just rolling her eyes laughing.
Yeah,
you know,
that bitch should be in prison too.
But every time anybody clapped, Kamala never clapped and Biden never clapped.
Those two should also be in jail.
Yeah. But when Carrie Underwood was up there singing, you know, pervy Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
He was eye fucking her up and down.
It's hard to hate on Bill Clinton because I'd be doing the same shit.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm a perv.
Yeah.
Like,
Biden was close enough to smell her. So she was standing right in front of him.
Dude, that is the dirtiest thing you've said on this show ever. He was close enough to smell her.
Sniffer.
Oh, my God.
So I have like some data here on pardons by U.S. president.
Okay.
The third most pardons ever by U.S. president is Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And dang it, this stat is not showing numbers of pardons. It's just showing a bar graph. But his pardons are going to be somewhere around 2,000. Harry S. Truman, all the way back from 45 to 53, he is...
Yeah, right after World War II.
He's going to be just a little bit over 2,000 pardons.
Well, Trump's already at like 1,500.
In his first term, Trump was at about 230.
Yeah.
230 pardons.
He pardoned 1,500 of the January 6 people the other day.
Right. Well, let's be real.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Those almost don't even count because those guys were being prosecuted for political gain.
Yeah, right? They were.
So, this is your sign not to trust government no matter who is president, when Biden in his last, in his 30 minutes, final 30 minutes of his presidency, he pardons the entire J6 committee.
Yeah.
And then within Trump's first 30 minutes of presidency, he pardons all the J6 convicts. That tells you that that whole thing was political theater and posturing to try to make each side look good.
It was awful.
It was a train wreck, and there was nothing actually wrong.
I do feel really bad for those people that were prosecuted. Like,
yeah,
they ruined their lives.
Yeah.
Jobs. Some of them went to jail.
There's a couple local guys from here that were mixed up in that.
Yeah.
One of the guys that we went to high school with, his dad was there and got tied up into that.
Oh, good God.
Hefner. Hefner.
Micah?
Micah Hefner's dad was tied up into that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yep. So I don't know if he got convicted or anything else, but I know that they brought in and questioned everybody in attendance to that J6 rally.
Everyone that they thought did something. Yes.
Yeah. And I know that he was brought in and questioned, but I don't know anything more from that.
It's so messed up.
Joe Biden pardoned almost 8,000 people.
Yeah, that's about right.
So
the crooked family of the crookedest family.
Right. Like, four times more than any president ever in history.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You taking my words now? Yeah, it is insane.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane, man.
Yeah.
If you're too stupid and too blind to see that they're crooked as hell and they're doing things that are illegal,
yep,
I don't know what else to tell you. Like, the evidence is there. People have been talking about it for a long time. And now he's pardoning all these people because he knows they should be going to jail. That's the only reason you pardon somebody.
Yeah.
And don't give me the whole, well, we're afraid that Trump in retaliation is going to, you know, this and that and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. If he did it for retaliation and nothing, there was no fault or no one had done anything wrong, they're not going to jail. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
You only pardon them because you know they're guilty as fuck.
Yeah.
Just like his son. That son of a bitch should be in jail.
Well, and then, in the final, 10 minutes of his presidency, Joe Biden pardoned his entire family.
Yeah. It's...
So...
I don't like this... I didn't know that you could blanket pardon from a time period forward.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
I don't think you can. It's no different than whenever they said, it's no different than whenever Pelosi was on camera saying it's against the Constitution to force people to get vaccinated. And then 3 weeks later,
force people to get
they
vaccinated.
Were trying to force people to get vaccinated, knowing it's unconstitutional. But that was just a whole play of you have until this deadline to get vaccinated. And then the Supreme Court steps in and says it can't happen. But they don't even care that the Supreme Court stepped in and said it can't happen. They're just using language to get people to do what they want, knowing that it's against the Constitution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they're using fear to manipulate you.
Well, back then
is basically what they're doing.
Yeah, back then what it was you have until this day to get vaccinated or you will be forced to. Well, then the Supreme Court steps in and says, okay, you can't do this. Well, up until that time, that they never forced anybody to get
back. Scared to death.
They were scared into thinking I'm going to have to eventually, so I might as well now. And and so then they can't even be prosecuted for forcing people to get vaccinated because they weren't past the deadline.
Yeah.
And so their excuse is, well, they did it on their own free will. The mandate hadn't happened yet, and the Supreme Court stepped in before the mandate happened. Right.
Yeah.
So this whole lying with language thing is pretty wild.
They're getting really good at it.
Well, it's crazy how lying with statistics and lying with language changes so much. So what I mean by that is let me give you a parallel to not even politics. During the divisional playoff game of the Ravens and
the Bills. Okay.
Lamar Jackson went in at halftime down by how many points?
Don't know. Don't remember.
I can't remember the exact number of points, but I remember the announcer saying Lamar Jackson has never come back.
10 points.
I think it was 11.
Yeah, I think it was 10 or 11.
And I think I remember them saying Lamar Jackson has never come back from this large of a deficit ever. And so then they come back, yeah. Right? And so then it's like, okay.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. But it's like, if they pull this off and they still lose, does that mean he came back from that deficit, brought the score tied, and then if they still lose, does that mean he came back from the deficit? Or is the fact that he just got to a tying point, like,
yeah, it's deficit. Have you come back from that deficit to win? Or right. Have you come back from that deficit and then your defense give up another touchdown and then you lose and then regardless? You lose.
Right.
I'm sure he meant to win the game.
Who knows?
But that lagging thought of what did he mean there?
Yeah.
Is a powerful tool of manipulation, regardless of what you're using it for.
Exactly.
And people in politics have learned to twist that narrative and, you know, tighten that screw just a little bit with the ins and outs of, am I giving them all the facts or not?
Right. They know, like, they're very precise on what they're saying. They're full knowledge of what they're saying because they know that most of America is going to interpret it this way, and they actually mean it in another way, which you could interpret it both ways, but, you know, they're very clever with that.
Yeah. They think, if you think that they don't think about that, write it out 10 different ways, read them all out and say, which one should we go with? You're blind.
They probably have language engineers on staff.
Oh, I guarantee
that will
do.
Engineer the structure of the language in the precise way.
Yeah.
Just to manipulate.
They went from old school speech writers to language manipulators, along with them in that staff.
Yeah.
It is crazy to me. Like, I don't understand how you would ever get past that other than being a smart individual and being able to see through that. Like, I don't know if there's ever like a mass way for someone to come out and be like, this is what they're doing, and for people to buy in.
I think we're seeing that now. I think over the last 4 years, especially since COVID, I think you're starting to see the ability for more people to think freely. And think about it. Prior to social media, the only way for us to get news was through big news outlets.
Yeah.
And they were sliding, you know, they were pushing their agendas and telling the stories how they wanted it told.
Yeah.
They were essentially writing history by being deceptive with language.
Yeah. And I've seen some documentaries on that. If you think that hasn't been going on since the middle 70s, you are wrong.
It absolutely has. Yeah. Right. And so there's a movie that I want to watch called Dallas Buyers Club, which apparently is one of Matthew McConaughey's best performances ever.
Is that the one where he's a gay guy that gets AIDS?
Something about that.
And then they're getting medication from overseas.
They manipulate the only, like, they're trying to say this is the only way to cure it, even though there's other ways to cure it or something. I don't know. I haven't watched the movie yet. But
yeah, I'd like to see it too.
But I mean, that takes place back in the 70s and 80s. And so,
when AIDS was taken off like a rocket ship.
Right.
In the gay community.
But you're going to have, like, now in the days of podcasts and so many other ways to get opinionated information, self-educated information, true journalism, right?
Yeah.
You've got so many more outlets now to get the stuff done.
I wonder,
get your truth out.
I wonder if people, the only problem I see with that is I wonder if people will just get inundated with so much knowledge and so many podcasts and so much this or that, they will just pick and be like, I'm going to go with this, this, and this.
Well, that's right. That's what you're seeing, I think.
But the problem is those three could be doing the same thing.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And so it takes so much extra effort now to mitigate the bullshit and try to find the truth and then form your own opinion that I think people are too, I don't want to say this because I have faith in people, but I think people are too fucking lazy to actually, okay, I want to form my own opinion. I'm going to gather intel from all these resources and then I'm going to make an educated guess of what I think is actually going on and then form my opinion based around that.
Yeah.
I think people are just too lazy to do it, man.
Well, and so, like, again, prior to social media and everybody having a cell phone and a camera and an access to put their voice out there for millions to see. Prior to that, we were left with only the public's opinion was shaped from the only sources they could, and that was mass media, right?
Yeah.
And so anything, any historical event that happened, the only information that was out there was mass media. And so if anybody rose up and contradicted mass media, they were looked like they were looked at like they were insane, like they were crazy. Yeah. And
look at
and
this
so
one
that's
crazy
where,
guy on the corner screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, that's where your conspiracy theorist terms originated and everything else, right? Well, now, because there are so many other vantage points, so many other cameras, so many other angles, so many other observants that can share what they saw, let's just say like the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
What actually happened in the story we are told are two completely different things. And it's because there were no other camera angles, no other media outlets, no other anything. And so anybody who disagrees with the narrative of the Kennedy assassination is considered like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But they're probably not 100% wrong in their theories, right? On the whys and the hows and everything else. But if the Kennedy assassination happened today, take, for instance, the attempted assassination of Trump. There are people with videos of that dude on the roof before he was shooting.
Yeah.
Right? There's no videos of Lee Harvey Oswald in the window before he was shooting. Right? There are people that made have 911 calls before he was shooting. There's all of that stuff that we have access to now that we don't. And I think it only gets better from here. So Zuckerberg also stopped.
That guy's a piece of shit.
He is.
He is a piece of shit.
He stopped fact checking, right? And they are moving towards a community notes thing where
like X is done now.
Kind of like X is done, but essentially what it is somebody, some true lunatic goes on there and starts spouting stuff. The community will shut it down if the community doesn't buy into it, right?
Yeah.
And so they're just letting the community do its own policing there.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
That's how it should be. Yeah.
Right. You know, if
that's
you and
free
I...
free speech is all about.
Right, right. If you and I disagreed on something, but it's something where I trust your judgment in, then we're going to disagree, but I'm not going to call you crazy, right?
Yeah, we disagree all the time.
Right. But if you and I disagreed on something and your idea is just absolutely crazy, then I'm going to consider you crazy in that area, right?
But you would be the first.
But we have the ability to do that as a community. And so now, do I think, Meta is still a platform. Meta is still designed to keep people on the platform as long as possible.
Yeah, to sell advertising.
They're selling advertising. Yeah. They're still a private entity.
I love
right?
how people still don't think, Facebook's not out there to make money.
Whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Are you freaking insane?
And so what I suspect they'll do is they'll still have a whole list of trigger words and they'll still have a whole bunch of AI that's reading your posts as you post them. Like they're reading your posts as you type them. And if they see posts about guns or violence or anything that goes against their terms and conditions, they'll yank it. But I think instead of providing fact checking, I think they're just going to limit exposure.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is FieldPulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using FieldPulse. So if you'd like to check out FieldPulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
Well, they'll limit exposure and then they'll do like if anyone's threatening a school or something
right.
Like, you know, that'll go through the right channels.
Yeah.
And they're going to use AI for a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they still can control how many people see the message without putting a fact check on it. And if anything, they learned that when you put a fact check on it, that's probably something to tune into, because the left loves to accuse the right of doing things they're already doing. And so anything the left accuses the right of doing, chances are the left is already doing it, right? So the left pardoning all of those people, when the left pardons all of those people and they're pardoning them, my phone's going crazy.
You okay?
When the left pardons all of those people and Fauci and everybody else, and then they say that we don't want political attack, we don't want, you know, charges based off political gain. Well, what they're actually saying is we've been charging Trump with all of these malicious crimes specifically for political gain.
Yeah.
And we don't want Trump to do that.
Yeah.
So, but notice how they, like you brought up earlier, they never mentioned retaliation, because if they mentioned retaliation, that would mean that they were charging Trump for only political gain.
Yeah. They'd be showing their hand as in we're guilty as hell.
But basically all of the big trigger things that were considered conspiracy, but that are now proven true, the Steele dossier, Hunter Biden's laptop, Russian collusion, Fauci, gain of function research, all of these things that everybody knew was bad.
Yeah.
They've basically given up the goat on by pardoning them.
I don't understand. And it'll be, this election said a lot. Right. The next one, I think, will say even more about what people think and how they act. If you voted Democrat in this election and now all of that stuff has come out and you know that gain of function research was paid for by us and we knew what was going on, and Hunter Biden's laptop being pushed aside was for political gain, and that all of these bad characters are liars and that they have been screwing the American people right and left during Obama's presidency, during Biden's presidency, how do you still look yourself in the face in the mirror and go, I'm going to vote for them again? Like, how do you, I read all these stories about, oh, the Democratic Party needs to have a new look, needs to focus on X, Y, and Z, and needs to make these changes and this and that. At its core, it's still the same. And those bad actors are still going to be part of the, you know, how do I say this? Are still going to be part of the decisions made.
Yeah.
How do you not realize that all of that shit and all of those lies are going to continue? Like, well, how do you pull the wool over your own eyes and just walk forward like a complete fucking dipshit and not see what's happening?
Because that side, and I think even Trump's side is guilty of this too, they spend just enough time convincing you that the other person is the devil, the Antichrist, the worst thing that could imaginable to happen. And so you're willing to accept Biden and his wrongdoing and his wrongful pardons and his mistakes because you want women's rights. You're willing to accept corruption because you want 47 genders.
How can you say women's rights? I know why you're saying it. I'm just placating here. But like, how can you say that as one of those individuals when literally my daughter, if she was 18, would have been having to try to play against fucking men that want to pretend like they don't have a dick?
Right.
Like, how can you... I don't understand how they can say women's rights in that same sentence. It makes me want to choke people to death.
So our old, under Biden, the health and senior services coordinator or whatever, it was the dude that was dressing up like a woman.
Yeah.
And that was the head of the Department of Health. Yeah. Right.
Guy's a genius. Doesn't know he's got a dick.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's literally insanity, by the way.
No, insanity is placating those people saying there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
We're more insane than that guy is.
If we buy into it, yeah.
If you buy into it, yes.
So there was a picture, and I'm pretty sure it's that person.
You're getting me fired up here for no fucking reason.
There's a picture floating around, and I'm pretty sure it's that person. And they're wearing some very form-fitting stuff, and they've got their hair long, and they've got their makeup done, and they've got they're leaned against the bathroom counter, and they're taking selfies. And it's like three selfies.
I've seen this.
And the picture is like, what can I do to look more feminine? And the very first comment is, you can get your nutsack off the counter.
Yeah, it says don't rest your nutsack on the countertop. Photo.
And you look down, and sure enough, there's their dick and balls sitting right on the counter. Like, how insane do we have to be to...
You know, Joe Rogan, I don't know what podcast it was, and I've only listened to maybe 10. Yeah. I like Joe Rogan. I just don't have the time to be like spending on it. And he was talking about the Roman Empire. Like, they fell because they forgot how to live as a society.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we're on the edge.
Yeah.
We're teetering back and forth constantly right now. And it's like, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
It's almost, if it wasn't so sad, it would be funny to watch.
Yeah.
You know, like if it was a movie, people would be like, this is so good.
Have you seen the movie Don't Look Up?
Yes, that's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Assigns our political climate to a T. Like, don't look at that big thing. Focus on this. Focus on that. Oh, look, the big thing destroyed Earth.
Yeah, I love how that movie, it's hard to tell. Like, okay, so the presidents at that time, are they Democrat or Republican? The people that are out in the field, are they Democrat? Like, it's hard to tell because they go back and forth, and you just, it makes you realize how insane it all is.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it 3 or 4 times.
It gets a little weird at the end when they're on the new island and they've all waken up, or the new planet.
But they just did that for laughs, I think.
And they get like, the person gets their head bit off or whatever.
Yeah. So. Did you catch like earlier in the movie when she's asking him how she dies? And he's like, well, our program says you get eaten by a blah, blah, blah. We don't know what that means. And then she gets eaten by that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know what a blah, blah, blah is now. Yeah. You know, it's just funny as hell.
Right. So.
Sorry, we got off track.
No, off track? You were bringing us right around where we needed to be. And that is, you can't decide if you want to sit back and watch society crumble. Right. And so we can talk politics and we can talk opinions and everything else, but life still has to go on. Right. And so we talked about this loosely in our Tradewinds group call this morning. We have 2 of those group calls every month. If you're considering Tradewinds.
I don't give you a lot of credit. This morning was really good.
Yeah. So
it was really good, dude.
The focus of our training this month has been on setting goals and then focusing on how we can hit them. And how, like, so this morning's training was how to avoid all of the distractions that are out there. And man, they're endless distractions, right?
It's like an ocean. It's just wave after wave after, and it never stops.
Never stops.
Like, if you ever think you're going to get a break, like in business, oh, I'm going to get a break after this month,
No.
You may catch your breath while sitting on your ass in the ocean, but that next wave is like,
That's the 24/7 joke of parenting. After this week, things will calm down. And you find yourself saying that for 40 years.
Dude, my daughter, she's 11, right? She's about to be 12 and she's getting real emotional. You know?
Oh yeah.
She has literally come into our bedroom at night and like got Janine up and been like, I don't know why. Like, she's just crying.
Doesn't know why.
She's just crying in her bathroom. Like, just by, I'm like, I feel so bad. It's like, I don't know what to do. It's just like, ah.
Does she stink yet?
Oh, I've been making her wear a deodorant for like a year.
Okay. So I don't know how it is with girls. With boys, the moment they start stinking is the moment they hit the emotional roller coaster. And so, like, we caught that with the first one. And so when the second one started stinking, we're like, here it comes.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Like, literally, like, she's just in there crying, and she's literally said, she's smart. She said to Janine, she's like, I don't know why I don't even know why I'm crying. And just in there bawling at night, I'm like, I don't even know what to do.
Yep.
It's just, it's awful.
It's
I feel
tough.
So bad. I'm like,
So the gist of our training that we had in Tradewinds this morning was, like, we can talk all this political stuff and we can have our opinions and we can spot all this stuff, but we can't let it, like, we have to maintain our awareness to it, but we can't let it run our lives. We can't let it run our business, and we can't let it affect the course of our business. Right. And so, much like when the election was going on, and you would go to customers' homes and somebody may have a Harris Waltz sign in the yard and somebody may have a Trump sign in the yard, you can't let that affect the level of service that you deliver. You can't let that affect the options you give the customer or anything, right? Because the business still has to go on. And I can go back and look at my life, and all of the big notable events in my life, Sometimes a Democrat was in office and sometimes a Republican was in office. There's not a single event that I can put in my life where I can attribute the administration to being responsible for that event, right?
Yeah, individual events, yeah.
Individual events, right? Now, you could say an administration is responsible for COVID. I don't know what administration that is because COVID was global. And so
I know who it was, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah. But with, you know, with all of the things going on, like for me, it's a pride thing. I would never give any president, as much as I like them or dislike them, I would never give any president the credit to say, like, because they were in office, my business was successful this year. And it's like, bullshit. Like, if my business is successful this year, that's because me and my team busted our ass to make it that way. Like, we examined the rules. We played the best game we could in accordance to the rules we were given. And we busted ass, right? Yeah. And, you know, policy, presidents will change. Policies will change. You know, some presidents come in and halt pipelines. Other presidents come in and drill, baby, drill, right? If you're in the oil industry, it's your job to win regardless of who's president. And if they're halting pipelines, that's a new rule you were given and you got to find a way to win, right? And if they're saying drill, baby, drill, you got to find a way to win with that, right? And so we as tradesmen, we can't allow the politics to distract us. We need to maintain awareness to those politics, but we still have to examine like what our job is every day and what our job is going forward and how we can do that job the best. It's kind of like the weather. I can't change the weather, but I can use the weather to grow my business, or I can use the weather to be an excuse for why my business didn't grow. And what I mean by that is if I see cold fronts coming, I can use that weather to say, well, you know, call us if you have frozen pipes and all this stuff. Meanwhile, other people get blindsided by it. They don't use the weather for that. And then they're like, well, we're shut down because of the ice, right? And it just kind of depends. Some of that's regional too. You know, ice hits KC, you're back up and running in a day. Ice hits Texas and it may shut them down for a couple of days. It just kind of depends. But this, the same conditions affect all of us. Some of us find a way to win and some of us find a way to use the condition as an excuse.
Well, what you just said about excuses, like, it goes on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. People that are pro-Trump, they're like, oh, I didn't make as much money last year. Well, why not? Well, because Biden was in office. The economy was bad. Eh, like that's just an excuse. That's just bullshit you feed yourself for having a bad year or being lazy.
Right.
People on the other side do the same thing. My buddy Dustin that lives in Florida works for a exotic fish hatchery, right? Mm-hmm. They sell exotic fish from Africa all over this country, right? His boss is a gay Democrat. Super nice guy, super cool, but he's got everything is locked down now because he's afraid that Trump's in office and it's not going to be a successful year.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
No.
All that is bullshit we tell ourselves to either give ourselves a scapegoat.
Right.
Or an excuse or whatever you want to say to not put in the effort that it takes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
If you just put that stuff out of your mind and you say, hey, no matter what, we're going to be great. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Stop using political climate as an excuse to not get off your ass.
Right.
Like you had, was last year the most money you've ever done in your business?
Yeah. Most top line revenue ever.
Who was the fucking president?
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Biden was the president.
Right.
Are you going to do more this year? Hope so.
Hope so.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But the guy you wanted is in. Like right. A loser would go, well, I didn't reach 2 million last year because Biden was in office and I was planning on 2 million and the economy just is in the tank.
Yeah.
No, there are still things you could have done.
Right.
Call volume, you could have still generated more calls.
Yeah.
Stop using shit as an excuse.
Right.
It's just, it's the lazy way out.
Yeah. And if we have a better growth year this year than last year, I'm not going to give that accolades to whoever's in office. Right.
No, you won't.
And yeah, I like Trump over Biden. I think most of America does. That's why he was removed from the race. But, you know, that it doesn't matter how much I like him. I'm not going to give him the credit for the moves that we are making in business.
Yeah, just like you're not going to blame Biden for not
making it.
Not making right. Whatever, you right. know? I'd have done better if.
Right.
That's the first lie you tell yourself. I'd have done better if.
Right. Right.
The truth is, I'd have done better if I would have tried harder, or
right.
I would have done this, or I would have done that.
Yep.
You know, people want to place the blame on everyone but themselves. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
You got to look in the mirror first and then look outward.
Yeah. And like most business people are typically going to be conservative because a conservative ran economy.
You okay?
Frees up. Yeah, I was trying to cover up a yawn. A conservative ran economy frees up a little bit more money.
Well, it's a little less red tape too.
It's a little less red tape. And so, and there's typically a couple more tax incentives and everything else, right?
Yeah.
Most businesses will tend to like when a conservative is in office because of it makes it a little easier to do business. But again, we're all still playing by the same rules. So, and we're in competition, like we're not even really in competition with others in the marketplace. We're in competition against who we were yesterday. There's so much room in the marketplace for work, especially at the small scale.
Man, in the trades right now, whew,
it's insane.
If you're good,
right,
you can make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, TikTok was dark for 12 or 24 hours or whatever.
People lost their minds.
And some people lost their minds.
Dude, relax.
Some people lost their minds for good reason. Some people lost their minds for bad reason. And some people just lost their minds because they're too easily distracted, right? So, and what I mean by that, so there are content creators out there where their entire income was based off TikTok, right? They found the way through the algorithm. They found the way to build a following. They found a way to leverage the following. And they were making a living, and some of them a damn good living, off TikTok. And so when TikTok shuts down, yeah, it rocks your shit, right? It would be no different if some government came through and mandated that I couldn't be a plumber anymore. And I'd have to, like, overnight, I have no business, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I can totally see them melting down over it because it's literally a government move to come in and chop their business out from under them. Other people melted down because of that. I know, like, they were melting down because I know people or I follow people where this is their living, right? That's dumb. That's silly. I'm friends with a bunch of trades-based business owners, and I'm acquaintances with thousands of trades-based business owners. If they fail, yeah, it sucks. But at the same time, like, you should have been looking out for something, right? And so
it's not like it was all of a sudden, like it's been 2 years in the talks.
Yeah, it's been in the making, right? Yeah. You should have been converting your platforms over to other platforms and learning other platforms and all of that stuff and diversifying a little bit just in case.
It doesn't matter. TikTok is such an empire that someone will buy the rights for America and it'll keep rolling.
Yeah.
Like it's just...
Yeah. You'll get it to where it's a majority 50% ownership to where the government's happy, and you'll get, once it's 50% ownership in America, then they can stop some of the information that's going over to China and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I get it.
Everyone will be happy.
Everyone will be
relax.
Happy. But, you know, social media apps are kind of a weird thing. That was one thing Zuckerberg was talking about. I cannot remember the country, but somebody used Meta to share a photo of some dictator or something in another country. And I think it was somewhere in the Middle East, like Lebanon or something like that. But... they put a bounty on Zuckerberg. They wanted Zuckerberg sentenced to death because he owns the platform where a photo was shared that's not supposed to be shared. It's kind of like, not communist,
that's
not
crazy.
Communist China,
North Korea,
North Korea.
Yeah.
Like you can't film anything in North Korea.
No.
Right.
No, it's locked the F down.
And you'll see a couple of like leaked footage of somebody filming somebody in North Korea.
Those people are probably dead too.
They might be dead, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, having a global product and having it abide by all of the different country rules is kind of tough.
Oh, it's got to be scary as shit.
Pretty wild. So, yeah. Ironically, TikTok was the topic of conversation with Lida this morning, my virtual professional.
what does she have to say?
Well, because they never lost it. in the Philippines, they never lost TikTok.
Why would they?
Right. And so she was like thinking that America's all up in arms about it and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it was gone for a little while, but it's back. And
yeah, no one cares.
I don't use it to make money.
No one cares. I saw someone post the other day. They were like, oh, TikTok's out. It's back on. That's just so some big Mr. Trump can swoop in and save everyone. It's all a big scam. And I'm like, dude. Stop being a dumb fuck.
One of my ultra conservative friends posted something about that, about how this is just a pawn so Trump can look like a hero. And I'm like, I commented on it and I said, I didn't say I'm not trying to argue, but I commented in a way that was not trying to incite an argument. It was more or less like, I don't know how Trump could be revered with this, because let's say Trump lets TikTok die.
He's crushed.
He's a villain.
Yeah.
How dare you let it die? Well, let's say he brings it back. It was a political pawn used to make him look good. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want it gone or do you want it back? Okay, you want it back? Cool. Then how does it matter who's in office when it comes back?
Yeah.
Because I mean, technically, Biden could have brought it back. And he didn't.
Yeah.
Right? He could have brought it back and he didn't. And so don't act like Trump's the idiot for bringing it back and wanting the accolades on him when Biden very well could have done the same thing. So because both parties have made it tough, it's obvious that there is some significance to the political risks, the Chinese intelligence and all of that stuff, right?
Yes, they know that they're scraping so much data, it's harmful to America, but neither party wants to come out and say,
right,
we have to get rid of this.
Right.
Because it's political suicide.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it. That's why it's going back and forth and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Who do you think's going to buy it?
You told me someone the other day.
I think Mr. Beast.
That's who you told me.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be a group of people, but I think Mr. Beast will be in the group. And I think Bezos will actually be in the group too.
I would not be surprised if Musk tried to be partners in it as well.
I've thought about that.
The only reason I think he wouldn't be interested is because he's got X, he's got his stuff, he's going to be on Doge. Like, he has a lot of stuff going on, so I think maybe he'll just let this one go. That's who I would want to buy it. How about that?
Because it is a media platform, I would imagine the government won't allow Trump to be involved in it. And the main reason why...
What does that have to do with Musk?
Not Trump. Musk. I would imagine the government won't allow Musk to be involved with it. The reason why is because he already owns Twitter. You wouldn't want one guy owning multiple social media platforms, because then that starts to form a monopoly.
Yeah. This is going to be a whole nother topic. Like, their monopoly, the way they've been handling them lately hasn't been like it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Like credit cards, like Visa and MasterCard are the top still to this day, because they basically go to retailers and say, no, you cannot fucking take Discover.
Yep.
You cannot take this. And they the government's never said anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're really that worried about things they should be worried about or not. Yeah. I don't know.
They go to retailers and they say, your charge is 3%, but if you refuse Discover and Amex, your charge is 2%.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's a monopoly. Yeah. That's the definition of a monopoly.
Yeah. And I don't know the ins and outs of it, because, like, you know, Meta now owns Facebook and Instagram. You know, I say now, like, it's been that way for a while, and they also own WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is stupid as fuck.
They
make you log into it if you want to make certain changes and stuff. It's just, it's bullshit.
It's a way to communicate with people all the way around the world using your phone number without using phone service.
Yeah.
That's how I communicate with Lida. It's Zoom calls and WhatsApp. And so all my guys have to have WhatsApp so they can communicate with Lida. My virtual professional for those.
Oh, your guys communicate with her too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
because
know
she runs their payroll and everything else.
Oh, gotcha.
So they have to be able to communicate to her.
You know what? This isn't about Smedley Plumbing. I won't ask.
Zuckerberg was talking about, because Meta owns WhatsApp, Zuckerberg was talking about on his interview with Rogan that if they find a bad actor, they can't just kill the profile. They have to kill their digital profile. In other words, if you were a bad actor on Meta, they can't just kill your Facebook account, because you could just go start up a new one. So they have to kill, like, everything that originates from that device.
I don't like how much control they have over the devices that you log in with. I've been dealing with, I built a new computer.
Yep. And right? You can't get,
it will not let me log in on that computer with my old profile. Even if I log out of my old computer to log, it will not let me fucking do it.
Yeah. That's kind of weird there.
That's bullshit's what it is.
The way Zuckerberg explained it, like, it's kind of admirable, because he was like, America wouldn't want that. If you have a terrorist that gets onto Meta, like Facebook, and says, I'm going to, you know, cause harm to some way, you wouldn't want Meta to, like, kill their account and just let them fire up a new one. And so they basically kill the ability for that device to create any Meta account. And they don't cross-pollinate from their three, you know, you got Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. They don't really share information amongst the three of them.
Not that you can use.
Well, what he was saying is we don't really share, like, we're still three individual business entities. They still compete with each other, right? But he was like, when it comes to terrorism and things like that, America wants us to, as soon as we identify somebody as a terrorist, we kill their ability to get an account on anything owned by Meta. So they lose their WhatsApp, they lose their Instagram, they lose their Facebook, and they lose their ability to create new accounts from that device. So they have to go get a whole new device.
Yeah.
And obviously, it doesn't take much to get a new device and create new accounts and all that stuff. But still,
But it's a hindrance.
That's Meta's way of...
That's their biggest chip they can play.
That's the biggest lever they can play. But he self-admittedly says, again, we got to assume he's truthful. He admits in there that this is because, like, we only do this for terrorism. Like, you log into Facebook, Facebook's not sharing your information with Instagram unless you connect the two, and then it is going to share them, right?
Yeah.
But it's not like we're using that information and sharing and selling it from one department to the other. There's still three individual business entities. So I don't know how the monopoly works on that side of things. If Trump could buy, or, you know, partially buy TikTok or whatever.
Musk buy TikTok. Or,
yeah. I keep saying Trump. I don't know why.
It's okay.
But
because they're two in the same. That's what all the Democrats say. Because they're the same person, you fucking hippie.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So I will point this out. We probably need to be about wrapping up here, too.
Yeah, we got a coaching call in like 10 minutes.
So did you watch the inauguration and see Zuckerberg and Bezos and Musk all over Trump's right shoulder?
I've seen the highlights. I've not sat down and watched it yet.
Watch the clips of Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg was sitting right next to Jeff Bezos's girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
And Zuckerberg could not keep his eyes off her tits.
Like, we had this masculinity talk with one of our guys the other day. Like, good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
good for her, right? They look amazing. Then one of the richest men in the world can't keep their eyes up.
Spectacular. Yeah. Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just there's all kinds of stuff coming out now because everyone's taking these little short.
Well, first off, they were all probably at a Diddy party and he's probably already nailed her. Who knows?
But it's so funny to watch people take these little shorts and these little images. Like, there's one of George Bush. And his eyes are kind of going crazy for a minute. And what it looks like is it looks like his eyes dried out and he's trying to blink them and get them moisturized again. But the caption that they put with it is when you're hanging out with family and the gummy hits. And it's like the way that he's looking, he's like getting a little paranoid, you know? And then there's another one Elon Musk, and his eyes start roving all around the room in very like digitized format. You can tell the guy is doing a complex equation in his head.
Yeah.
And he's like looking at the problem in front of him. Like he's imagining the problem. But the caption is, did he just like reboot? Did this cyborg just reboot? Because I mean, if you look at it, it's kind of funny to pick all those apart. But
I think of you that way sometimes. Like you're so analytical and just like to the point, you know, and everything. I'm like,
math doesn't compute.
Yeah. Does he have to like it? You get this weird look. And I know guys on the calls have probably seen it, but like if I'm talking to the guy or whatever, or we're talking back and forth, like you get this, like where you don't blink and your eyes are real big and you're looking and I'm like, like, is he dead?
Nope.
Like, he's rebooting.
I'm in deep thought.
He's rebooting.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Ultimately, moral of this podcast is, don't like stay informed with politics and stay informed with local government stuff and local issues and everything else. But don't let it distract you from your business. If in fact, go the other way with it and see how you can leverage that for your business. Yeah. You know, if another COVID comes around, buy a whole bunch of masks and hand them out for free. Like, make your business look good throughout all of this
stuff,
right? I wish you'd picked
a better example.
Well, it was just the first thing to pop into my head. But, you know, there's a buddy of mine that I chat with. He's a local business owner here. And somebody, it was crazy windy 4 or 5 days ago, and somebody's flag went missing off their house. And the person made this post on a group talking about somebody stole my flag. And it's like, no, it's 40 mile an hour winds. Yeah. Probably ripped it off.
Yeah. Probably should have had that thing inside.
And so most people were getting, like, most people were crushing this guy because of that. Well, this buddy of mine used it as an opportunity, and he tagged his business in it and said, we would love to buy you a new flag and a pole if you need it.
Hell yeah, use one.
He got tons of mileage out of it, right?
Yeah.
It was the most reacted comment on the thing, and now everybody likes his business in a way because he's helping out where everybody else is just crushing this guy at the stake. So yeah. Find ways to, instead of get distracted, find ways to leverage this to promote your business.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of ads that I'm planning on doing pretty soon that are political, but they're apolitical. They don't assign to a party. They're just like, thank God the election's over. Right now we can focus on real things, man, like putting in your water heater.
I haven't looked forward to a spring like this in a long time. Cause last fall was political bullshit.
Yep.
Layla had soccer, the holidays. This winter's been cold already. I'm like,
we got 2 years of freedom.
Let's get after it. Yep. Let's warm up and live life. Like, just with minimal distractions the next couple of years, please.
Yep.
Just some sense of normalcy.
We'll have Senate races and House races and everything else coming up in 2 years, but we got 2 years of bliss to just run at our own speed. So
just no bullshit. Can we just keep the bullshit to a minimum?
No, we can't.
It either needs to be the apocalypse or get back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of being in purgatory here. Yeah. Let's fucking get after it one way or the other. Let's
find a way to work through it. So
wrap us up, Mitch. We got shit to do, dog.
Until next week, guys, we will see you later.
See you.